I'm Jenna Dooley. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's working on police and criminal justice reform with lawmakers. It comes after nearly 2 weeks of protests against police brutality throughout Illinois. Pritzker says he's discussing licensing officers, among other policies, which he says might not please everyone.
There are some things that we're going to end up doing that maybe the police won't like. But what I can say is that there is an important agenda here that needs to be pushed forward.
Pritzker joined a group of faith and community leaders in Springfield Tuesday and praised young people for organizing recent demonstrations. In other news, colleges around the state are working on their plans to host some classes on campus this fall. Bill Wheelhouse has more.
Most universities have indicated they plan to have their campuses open. While they still have to work out details, Eastern Illinois University President David Glassman says masks will be required at the Charleston campus.
We have a policy in place in which everybody will have to wear masks inside and outside on our campus.
All residential students at Eastern will also have single occupancy dorm rooms. Glassman's comments came at a meeting of the State Board of Higher Education. The governor's office is expected to issue health guidance for colleges before the fall semester. A number of schools are planning to offer a blended plan with both remote learning and some on-campus classes. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office released a statement in response to accusations of mistreatment of inmates at the county jail. The 815 Mutual Aid Network is a Rockford-based collective dedicated to providing resources amid the pandemic. It alleges that on June 2nd, a group of corrections officers assaulted several inmates, leading in one case to a broken arm and then sprayed tear gas into their cells. In response, Winnebago County Sheriff Gary Caruana issued a statement saying the allegations of mistreatment are not true. He says there was an incident involving what he calls three disruptive detainees. But he says corrections officers used pepper spray, not tear gas. And he says a detainee's arm was not broken. The sheriff says officers will wear body cameras full time. I'm Jenna Dooley. This is Illinois News on your NPR News station. Stay tuned to this NPR station for updates and analysis on the COVID-19 response.
I'm Leah Lerner. In southern Illinois, the only counties reporting new cases of COVID-19 are Johnson and Williamson, as Illinois reported nearly 800 new cases of COVID-19, but Illinois leaders say the overall trend is still going down. Carbondale police say a teen was shot during a fight late Friday night, and they're looking for more information. Investigators say they got a call around 11:30 Friday night from Memorial Hospital of Carbondale, where the 17-year-old victim presented with a gunshot wound. He told police he was in an argument with the suspect, whom he knew, when the shooting happened. Police say the incident happened in the 300 block of West Walnut. They're asking anyone with information to call Carbondale PD or Crime Stoppers tip line at 549-COPS. Governor J.B. Pritzker praised the young people who organized protests against police brutality in Springfield, which drew more than 1,000 people. Despite concerns about spreading the coronavirus, Pritzker says he understands the anger people feel that made them want to come together across the state.
I'm not suggesting that was the safest thing for people to do to stay away from COVID-19, but people needed to express themselves. And I understand the rage, the outrage that people had, the peaceful protesters had, in wanting to come together to express themselves.
He still encourages social distancing, such as wearing a mask and staying 6 feet apart. More Illinois colleges have announced their plans for the fall in light of COVID-19. The president of Eastern Illinois University is planning for on-campus classes and students living in single dorm rooms. Eastern will require everyone to wear face masks nearly everywhere. The governor is expected to release guidelines for colleges in the near future. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner.